There's a thousand further women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. I am John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report in Las Vegas Sun and LasVegasWeekly.com, and I write for all the Greenspun Media Group of publications, and I'm joined by the significantly beautiful Trish McCrone. Trisha?
Wow, that's so nice of you, Katsy.
Singularly attractive.
And I am
uniquely
right now
appealing.
I love it. Keep going. We can go how much time we got.
I'm an adjective freak, baby.
I love it. I am right now, as I was just about to say, I'm trying to like take away all the calories that I ate over Thanksgiving. But then Matt King just delivered us some candy corn, which you're chomping on. So that's not. Thank you, Matt King, for making sure that the pounds that I gained over Thanksgiving remain where they are.
This is how long you've been gone. These came out in advance of Thanksgiving. This is a turkey baster filled with candy corn.
I know, but it was sent here to the station, so I didn't
baster.
Get it till now.
I just met her.
Oh, there's so many lines right now that could be appropriate. But
you don't need to lose weight. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet, Katsy.
Yeah, I bet you feel pretty good too.
So, how was your Thanksgiving, Mister?
I had a good time. I did a volunteer thing with my friends over at the Riviera. We're connected with some people I'm quite fond of over there.
Wonderful. Giving back?
Giving back a little bit. I don't know how much I give back. I go over there. I show up. I hobnob. I pick up a chair or two. I move things around. I answer phones. And then they tell me to get lost. So
that's giving.
It is giving. It's better than not being there. I will tell you, the people with whom I am friends with have lost a couple of our members not too long ago, and it's a terrible thing. I will say in general, if you need help, get it. And there's a lot of ways to get help out there. Don't die as a result. That's my message. And then I went and had Thanksgiving dinner with Frankie Marino's family.
Shocker.
Which is the ultimate in taking.
I was just about to say, as you gave back, you decided to take. I went back to our Montana bureau.
You were in Montana.
Yes, I went back to our Montana bureau. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. No snow. I mean, it snowed a little bit on the dock. You saw a little bit of snow.
Wow, that is rare for it not to be snowing.
Yeah, I mean, last Christmas there was no, and New Year's there was no snow either, so which is very strange. So whereas 2 years ago, it was, you know, you couldn't, at Thanksgiving, you know, you couldn't hardly get the car out of the driveway because it was up the hill. So it was, it was really, really nice. I mean, I literally lived in my place in the theater, which you know that I love very, very much. And I think I got out of my pajamas once. I changed pajamas, so I had a new look going all the time. But I got out of my pajamas once, and that was to go into town, into Kalispell, and to see the James Bond movie.
Oh, you saw that in a theater.
You know,
what'd
yeah,
you think
actually,
of it? Skyfall.
I liked it. I liked it.
I liked
it a lot. Yeah, I thought it was very good.
I think he's great as Bond.
Yeah. So it was like, it really was kind of the perfect Thanksgiving. It was family, friends. It was a lot of laughing, a little bit of lot of eating, a little bit of cocktailing. And no one drove. No one did anything because we never left. So it was very,
Thanksgiving.
Nice. But there's a lot that is happening.
Yeah, this weekend we've got, among other things, we've got Shania Twain opening.
Yes, we saw her coming on horseback a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a herd of horses, a stampede, but it wasn't really a stampede. I feel like stampede indicates running, right?
Yeah, stampede indicates a lot of running, and you could get stomped on.
You don't want to get out of the way of a stampede. This stampede was very mellow, but I missed the stampede.
It was a saunter.
It was kind of a sachet. I missed the stampede because of my $800 text. That was a day of my
Oh, that's
text.
Right.
I
forgot about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am living proof that I'm lucky I wasn't seriously injured. I was texting and driving, and I hit a curb, and $800 and a missed assignment later, I'm still cursing myself. So
don't text and drive,
don't
kids.
Don't text and drive. But thank you for picking me up that day. That was a wild afternoon.
Yeah, and then I ended up getting stopped by the police. So it was a very,
And we got called out by Angel Perino.
I know.
That's no way to live.
I know. We were definitely, I mean, it was like, I had to tweet that night because then we went on to do a few other things. I'm like, one of us is an albatross. And I want to blame you.
The day got progressively better
as we continued
to live through it.
Yes, we did. It started off very rough. And then the fact that the two of us actually ended up out together that night was like, okay,
was cool.
We were testing fate at that point.
I know. When we got pulled over on our way to the interview, we could see Greenspun Hall in the distance and we got Angel Perino literally waiting in here. I'm like, this is...
Who has missed one of our interviews before and was late for another
right,
one? And
Angel.
Then she's on time and she's calling us out.
She's like, I'm late for your own interview. And we come come rolling into the studio late, like we're coming into a cartoon or something.
I know, it was sad.
But we, it was a tough day. But we've got anyway. Shania Twain is here. We got the rodeo coming up next week at the Thomas.
Are you going to do the kind of rodeo coverage you have in the past?
I'm not going to be doing the whole Cats Goes Cowboy thing just because there's so many other things going on. It's a lot. I mean, that year I did it. It was 20 columns. Yeah. And during the rodeo.
And last year we just went 30. One night. The two of us went one night with family, friends.
Right. And it'll be more normal. It'll be a more normal approach this year. I'll go to some of the post-rodeo events.
Good, I will have my friend back.
Yeah. Being embedded in the rodeo is very, very trying. It's very, it's just a challenge.
But you look cute in your Wranglers.
I'm ready. Yeah, as they say, they go nuts for
Wrangler butts. Yes, we do.
Let's announce our guest in an awkward segue.
Speaking of butts. No, I'm kidding.
He's going to be planning it here shortly. He's the founder of Pop Evolution, and he's going to be the music director of the Toys for Tots benefit at 8 p.m. on Saturday at LVH. Stick around, please, for David Perico. I know we will.
Hi, this is Zoe Bowie.
And this is Marley Taylor.
And you are listening to
Cats with the Dish.
Yeah! You ever killed anyone?
No.
You can get touchy-feely.
Touchy-feely?
Emotional, not fun. A lot of fuss. They cry, they plead, they beg, they piss themselves, they call for their mothers. It's embarrassing. I like to kill him softly, from a distance.
That's Brad Pitt as hitman Jackie Kogan in the new crime thriller Killing Them Softly. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. The plot of Killing Them Softly is a fairly straightforward, bare-bones crime story. A pair of scuzzy, low-level criminals are hired to rob an underground card game, and the syndicate that runs the game brings in a hitman, played by Pitt, to take them out. But writer-director Andrew Dominik of The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford makes some bold stylistic choices, including throwing in ever-present political commentary from the film's 2008 setting that proved distracting. Dominik delivers some striking elements, but they never add up to a cohesive whole. I give Killing Them Softly 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week in limited release over at the Regal Village Square is the drama The Other Son, about two teens, one Israeli, one Palestinian, who discover that they were separated at birth. This isn't exactly the most subtle way to dramatize the conflict between these two groups, but French filmmaker Lorraine Levy mostly pulls it off. There are definitely heavy-handed moments in this story, but Levy deftly handles the more personal side of the story, the difficulty of two families discovering that their sons and brothers are not quite the people they thought they knew, and yet are still fundamentally the same. At times, certain supporting characters come off as mouthpieces for political points of view, but Levy isn't making a polemic, and her ultimate message is positive and humane. I give The Other Son 3 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com. Well, I'm just a devil with a love and despair, so
viva Las Vegas, viva! Welcome back. Sitting with us now is this city's foremost trumpet ace, conductor, arranger, and composer. He is the founder of the show band Pop Evolution, which rages at the Palms, typically. And he is the focus of a biography piece on PBS that is scheduled to air in January. On Saturday night at 8 p.m., he is the music director for the Toys for Tots benefit show at the LVH Theater. Welcome to Cats with a Dish, David Perico.
Okay, before we talk to him, you forgot something from his bio.
He was in Viva Elvis.
No.
He was the director of Vintage Vegas.
Take a guess where he's from.
He is from Pocatello, Idaho.
No, take a guess what state he's from.
Chico, California. He's from Cuba.
Stop. David, where are you from?
Youngstown, Ohio.
Woo!
Great to be here.
Fuck a fellow Buckeye! Yes!
I didn't know that about David.
Yes, Youngstown, Ohio.
Another Buckeye, and I'm sure you hate LeBron just like I do.
Well, you know.
Yes, you do. Just say yes, David. Just say yes.
Let's just say disappointed.
Thank you. That's another negative of
disappointed.
LeBron. Thank you.
Youngstown, Ohio. So how did you make it to Las Vegas from Youngstown other than like fleeing? You fled, right?
I fled.
Yeah. No, yes. You did not. He loves Ohio.
It's like how people from Saigon ended up in
Can you tell him from the Cleveland area and I refuse?
Yes.
refuse to let anybody put
well,
down
the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, well, ever since, well, Art Modell took him away. Well, right, and right. So and I won't speak ill of the dead, but I think I just did.
I was born in Youngstown, from Youngstown. I went on the road with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra when I was 20.
So wow. You were there until you were 20?
For 8 years, I was on the road. Then I did some cruise ships. Then I got off the road, finished my bachelor's degree, then was going to move to New York. That kind of fell through. Was offered a teaching assistantship at UNLV. Did my master's. 9 years ago out here.
Okay.
And I've been teaching part-time at UNLV in the jazz studies ever since.
In the jazz studies program.
Playing different shows in town.
So it was the teaching that brought you here? The school?
It was the education, the master's degree, and then I've been teaching there ever since part-time. So that's what got me out here.
So did you ever think that you would stay?
No, I didn't. I thought, well, I can kill 2 years, I'll buy some time to figure out what's,
Like most people think that in their
At that time, the houses were like, everything was like $400,000, $500,000 for a small house. I was thinking,
a decade of just like the booming world, the fastest growing city in the country, weren't we, for a long
time?
Then
I ended up actually buying a house, building one, and then playing all different shows.
So. Yeah. You can be a musician and do what you do and live a life in Las Vegas. Still, this
you
is the
can.
Case, right?
You've got to really kind of be a jack of all trades and wear all the hats.
Right.
Unless you have some really solid gig. I mean.
Right. Well, let's talk first about, talk about the benefit show at LGH first.
Sure.
You have been recruited, and you are often recruited to be the conductor, music director for various,
very
ensembles.
Very flattering.
How did this come about, and who are we going to see? I've seen the list of people. We got everyone from Louis Anderson to Pia Zadora.
Everybody,
A to Z.
Everybody.
Well, Pia, that's right. She
usually,
lives here.
How it starts Summerlin. Out is Chris Phillips, a.k.a. Zoe Belly, will call me up and say, hey, we have a show. We have a Vintage Vegas show on this date. And then as it gets closer, then I find out what the show really is. I'm getting calls and Facebook messages and texts from all these singers.
I'm performing.
Like, I'm going to send you the music. I'm like...
Am I the director?
And you are?
So, that's how I got recruited. Jonathan Scott's producing the show. LJ Harness from Cadillac. Yep. Great guy.
Jonathan Scott is doing so much.
He does a lot of benefit
I go back with him. I used to produce the Jenny Jones talk show in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And so I used to do my editing before we built a suite. I used to be one of the few girls that did a lot of producers that did a lot of editing. And I would go up to a production company, an editing house that was in the NBC Tower where we worked. And who was part owner of that? But Jonathan Scott.
He's a Chicago guy.
Yes. So it's like, so running into him here was like, oh my gosh, I was, like 21 years old when I first met him. So he's a jack of all trades. He's a,
sure is.
He's making a lot happen both with comedy and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A comedy show over there. Yeah.
So was this his, now the Toys for Tots last year, I know was, Dominic Allen, correct? Did it last year?
Dominic's
and Chris
hosted
has
it.
Done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Dominic hosted it. This year it's going to be Chris hosting it.
So now, does this benefit change every year or is it something that you and Chris are now going to take over and do from now on?
I don't know. I can't speak to that. I just know that I think they want to build on it every year, But as far as my involvement, if they ask me, of course.
You do it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
It's for the kids. Right. Yeah. It comes down to it.
It's $19 or a gift, an unwrapped gift of $19 or more.
Right.
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 All right. I'm the kind of guy who will find a doll for $19.12 and bring it in.
Okay.
Again, we should say the date one more time.
Saturday at 8 p.m. at LVH Theater. December. The former Las Vegas Hilton Theater where Elvis once performed. And
What
was the skating show, Dishy?
Oh, Starlight Express.
Starlight Express.
They destroyed the theater for that.
They ripped out the
They ripped out the showroom for that, all the booths and everything.
That's where you're going to be performing, Dave. I hope
there.
You're happy.
I've been,
And now it's theater seating like most things in town. Yeah. Okay, I have to ask I just have to ask. Now, because your close connection with Chris, when I first met you, you were dating Marley.
Okay.
Who is now married to...
A bassist
that also played
in
Zoe Boy.
Yeah. Okay, so now you were doing Vintage Vegas. Now it is such a crazy little group that you guys have going there. Is it strange that there Chris and Marley were together for a bunch of years? They were engaged, and then she breaks up with Chris and is dating you, and yet you're all still working together.
Yeah.
And then you and Marley at some point, I'm sure, had to have broken up because she's married to somebody now. Right. So at some point, you and Marley break up, and then you and Chris are still working together.
Chris and I have always been great friends.
You and Chris were friends in the entirety of both relationships
everything.
With Marley and everything.
But see, no, I mean,
who
to
has
me,
said you're the best at what
yeah,
you do
he
in
did,
town?
He has said that. He said that when everything went down, that he I'm sure it was a joke, but I think that he meant a lot to it, that he said, you know, I was more regretted losing my band conductor than my... He was like, he kind of like joked and made that comment, but with us, but I mean, just as a woman, I have to say I'm dumbfounded by it. I mean, how is that everything's all cool when that little triangle took place?
It certainly makes for a juicy story. I know that.
and believe me.
And I've always just tried to, you know, take the higher road and everything. But professionally speaking, you know, with Chris, I mean, it's always been about the business, about the, you know, doing stuff, and things happen in life and things move. So, but in the end, it's just forward.
You know, was it hard for you to stay focused on what you do? Because you're a craftsman with what you do, musically and as an arranger, with all this kinetic weirdness going on.
Yeah, of course.
Because I felt like you were the one guy who was definitely, at least on stage, hard focused on the performance, where those guys were doing their shtick all the time.
Yeah, it's really kind of like reining in, you know, always keeping it, you know, when to push and when not to. Chris is really always off the cuff, and you got to let him. Uh-huh. That's what makes him such a great entertainer, is he has that charisma of doing that.
He just flies all over the place. He's great to literally follow him.
At the traditional Rat Pack kind of vibe we'll just figure it out when we get there, but we still have to know what we're doing. You know, I still have 15 musicians here that I need to know what.
The other 15 guys can't be doing the shtick that you're doing.
But Chris is great at what he does, and we both share you know, the same kind of passion about music and live music. Mm-hmm. We're both Maynard Ferguson nuts, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been about music, and he's always supported when Marley and I really did some really great things musically. Mm-hmm. You know, from
collaborating. You guys wrote and together released, and
she's
performed.
She's a very good songwriter.
Yeah, we released a singer. Mm-hmm. We released a single.
She played it at one of the Vintage Vegas shows that we went to at the Green Valley Ranch that you two had written together, and you know, so it's. So that, I mean, obviously, musically, it seems like everything. But there was never that. It just everything just gelled with all of you musically, and so that just kind of took precedence over everything else, I assume.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And Chris always supported that, and we just straight ahead.
I've seen you, David, perform at Ovation, which is no longer.
Right.
Sad
to
say, I saw you guys perform there the last Lon Bronson show the other night on Friday a week ago. A great room and a great act. And you're part of that, and you know all those musicians. How did you how were you able to move off that and create an act like and a band like Pop Evolution that is equal in numbers to what Lon does and includes Lon himself and some of his players? Can you take me through how you were managed to do that? Because I think it seems almost impossible to pull off that band of those people and get them organized to do anything, let alone perform.
Well. Firstly, I mean, Lon has always been incredibly helpful with everything I've done in town since I moved here. He's just been a great great friend and always helping me out with musicians and working, giving me work. And I first met him. I just want to give you a little history.
Yeah,
I met
Lon.
I was hired to play on the Family Guy Live DVD in Vegas at Caesar's Palace, and Lon was contracting it. And Dave Loeb here in the Jazz Studies recommended me that
he does the music for Family Guy. Dave does
right. Mm-hmm. So that's how I met Lon.
And then, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh,
and then from there on, Lon and I have been great friends working together. Now, Pop Evolution, as you know, I've always had my own band, but different instrumentations, 8-piece, 5-piece, 10-piece. You know,
you
and then I had that thing with Marley for a while, but then I just thought. With my roots being with the Tommy Dorsey band, a big band, the aesthetic of it, when you hear that, it's unbelievable. So why was the big band so popular then? They played the popular music of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started thinking, how can I incorporate some of the best of the best in Vegas, musically talent, you know, musicians, do some original music, but also do a different spin on something that's going to appeal to everybody and connect with everybody and still be creative in the process. So I basically took my DPG, David Perico group, and just expanded it into this 19-piece band, and drawing upon the trumpet player, female singer dynamic, like Harry James, you know, Helen Forrest, or Louis Prima, Achilles Smith, just a different play on it, and then taking my spin on arrangements of Motley Crue. Like, I grew up in the 80s, so
Dr. Feelgood,
Guns N' Roses, Foreigner, and then Beatles... You know, and then letting the guys and gals stretch. So It's kind of like, you know, like Santa Fe when you see Santa Fe's mm-hmm. band or Lon's band.
Exactly.
It's everyone's having fun doing it, and that's, you know, there's no egos. It's that's how I really thought of it, and it's something different. It's something different.
Yeah. And let everyone know when and where everyone can see Pop Evolution.
Yeah, when's your next
show? We've been playing Saturdays, every other Saturday, every third Saturday at the Palms in the lounge for a $5 cover. We're off now for December for the holidays, and I think we're going to be back in January. But there's some other really good things happening with Pop Evolution, with this PBS special and this Viva L'Italiana pop rock opera show that's going to be at Smith Center 2013.
Wow.
Pop Evolution will be the core of that.
Oh, that's the band for that show.
That's the core of it. I'll be music director for that. 26 Strings and the Las Vegas Master Singers.
Wow.
So that's going to be like an epic thing. And that may tour. Pop Evolution may go out and tour with that. We don't know. So.
Well, how did PBS find you in this whole
thing? How did that all turn out?
PBS.
They read one of my columns.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They heard about Elmo's problems and they were like, actually, we need a replacement.
Can't rely on Elmo.
You know, it's funny. Actually, in April, I did a show at the Palms with my 10-piece with the two girl singers, Naomi Morrow and Crystal Wright. And Matt Christensen just relocated from New York. Now he's, you know, producer here in Vegas for PBS. Mm-hmm. He saw a poster or something of me, and he thought it would be cool to have me do like maybe a commercial spot. Hey, like do your part for PBS, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hadn't heard from him for a while. So I sent him an email in October, November, hey, come on out to the show. And he came out and flipped out over the band. He says, I really want to do a segment on you and what it's like to be a musician in Vegas and your band. And so he came out the following week and videotaped the band, came to UNLV, was videotaping me teaching students. Today, later after this interview, I head over, we're gonna do it at the Bootlegger actually, in the back room, final interview, sit down interview with PBS.
Why the Bootlegger?
Actually,
there's memorabilia in there?
There's memorabilia there, but in the back, behind the restaurant, is like a recording studio.
Oh, and that is the Copa room?
It's not the Copa room. No, it's not the Copa room.
Wow, there's another room?
There's a room back there. It's the hideaway. It's a secret room.
Wow.
And Lorraine's son does the recording.
Yes, so okay. Ronnie Mancuso, good friends of me.
Ronnie.
With me. He's always been supportive of anything that I've done. When I first launched the thing with Marley, that project, you know, we put a 10-piece band in that little restaurant. It's yeah. You can't do that. Well, we do, you know, okay, that's all the more
reason
to do it.
What's the trombone doing in my fettuccine?
You know,
that's what I say.
And hats off to Damian Costa over at South Point, because that's really where I debuted the Pop Evolution.
Right. I remember that.
I said, Damian, because he says, always stay in touch with me. And I said, yeah, I got this idea. I've got a 19-piece band I want to bring in here. And he just looked at me, how much is that going to cost? And blah, 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 you know, all this stuff. That can't be done. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I said that. He goes, can I see some video? There is none. Can I hear some MP3s? Nothing.
Take my word for it, Damien.
And he did.
Wow.
And that's how it started. We did six or seven weeks at the South Point. And then because I had a good rapport with Oliver Porter at the Palms, he said, bring it over. Let's do it.
Right.
And I think the Palms is just a better fit for what we're doing. Demographic wise, the vibe, smaller room, more intimate. Not that there was anything wrong with the South Point.
Uh-huh.
Phenomenal room, showroom.
I always felt the only problem with you guys in South Point was that dance floor.
It was like a moat. It was like a moat. There was this big separation.
Yeah, it was tough because people weren't necessarily dancing to you guys. But let's talk about the Palms and future venues for Pop Evolution. I was over at the Smith Center this weekend on Sunday.
Okay.
And happened to be talking to officials over there, and they were talking about putting a big show band in there. They specifically were interested in Lon, but I also said, what about, you know, these guys? They're just like Lon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And their ears perked up.
Okay.
And there's also vinyl.
So basically, Katz is wanting his 10% when these get booked because
he can take the 20% because the articles, you know, that go
in there. I want my 0%. The point is
that Frankie Marino can attest to the power of the power of Katz's mighty little computer is quite what large.
Frankie. My buddy Frankie, you old boy, does he owe me? But the point is that there are some outcroppings of places, even though Ovation is closed, that can take your band. And how do you go forward and try and find a place maybe permanently for these guys, or is that even an option with the?
Because
you guys have players from all over shows all over town,
right? I mean, it would be great to have a steady gig here where it's, well, what we do, but just to continue that on, you know, continue with that, a footprint in Vegas. But the goal really is to take the band maybe out of Vegas with some music festivals, some mm-hmm. touring internationally, you know, in Europe, mm-hmm. like to do some European stuff.
Is that possible with, I mean, are a lot of, just because I don't know, like Cats, I'm, where Cats does know, I'm a little bit more unfamiliar with a lot of the musicians in town, mm-hmm. that are a lot of them currently in other shows as well? So then,
yeah.
that so they have steady gigs that mm-hmm. they're getting. So would it be possible to really take on there? Would you have to replace the musicians?
The
would
majority, you? Yes. As long as, you know, financially, it makes sense.
As long as they're,
Second of all, most of them can sub out. I wouldn't go out for 3 months. It would probably be like a 5 day here, a 6 day, a mm-hmm. you know, 3 day.
For example,
hit.
You've got the entire Gossy Horns lineup.
Don't those
you?
Are in there. In those Pop guys Evolution? Are in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, taking them out of the equation for a period of time might
and they have subs. They have subs for those.
They would have to sub their entire lineup.
Yeah.
Over at the Caesars. Yeah.
But it's okay. Some people I would have to pick up, take other musicians, but the core of it would go. Mm-hmm. Most definitely the singers with Naomi Morrow, and most recently the newest addition would be Savannah Smith from Vegas the Show.
Who's
she's fantastic.
She is.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
Yeah. So, and those are big shoes to fill with Naomi. Naomi's, mm-hmm. She was the Christina Aguilera for 6 years at Stratosphere, the original.
After Lorena.
Before
Lorena. I'm sorry.
And then she took some time off to have a family and a couple kids. And then, resurfaced through the recommendation of two of my friends here at UNLV. And man, just what a powerhouse.
Yeah.
She can sing it all. I mean, to hear the female cover tunes like Vince Neil and Foreigner and mm-hmm. Beatles stuff, that's the mm-hmm. dynamic. That's the twist of it. You know?
With 18 musicians behind her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the that's what's uncanny about it. And she's left. Again, to have
she's
a
starting.
Child.
She's due in January. So Savannah stepped in, and it's fantastic. But you know, I just wanted to speak to the instrumentation of Pop Evolution. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's different, if you notice, I carry two guitars.
Two of the best in town.
Stephen Lee, Jim Buck.
Stephen Lee.
Also, there's French horn.
Mm-hmm.
There's bassoon and viola. So there's a little difference, an eclectic kind of mix of instrumentation.
I know a good French horn player.
My housemate Beth Lano is a French hornist.
Beth is fantastic.
And it's in Pop Evolution.
It's Jenny Kearns.
Kearns. Yeah. I saw her and her mom the other night.
Okay.
Running around town.
All right.
She's entertaining her mom, and a lively bunch to a person is Evolution. Never boring.
Yes.
All right, David Parica, we will have to wrap it up here, okay. So you can go off and be famous, national TV. And we'll say we knew you.
And it's always so nice to see Buckeyes get national
yes.
TV shows.
You know, this weekend was Ohio, the Browns, Cincinnati, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
It was great.
The Browns beat Pittsburgh. Hello.
What more could you ask for in life?
I did watch the second half of the Buckeyes win over Michigan, and they look great.
Wow.
Too bad they're under investigation. No, they're paying a penalty this year, right? Yeah. They're penalizing.
Whatever. Let us take what we can get already, Cats.
I'm
let
just
us
saying,
take.
Quit giving away cars. That's all. Just quit giving away cars.
Well, hey, I appreciate you having me in here. Your support, your columns, everything.
Always.
Trisha, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
We'll circle back after you air on PBS.
Yes, definitely.
You'll have an entourage by then.
Exactly. Just remember us when you're a huge TV star.
Yeah, okay.
And keep in mind, it's Saturday night at 8 p.m. at LVH, Toys for Tot Benefit, a bevy of stars led by Zoe Bowie and David Parica. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Thank you.